feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
The gathering of those from abroad is looking very good. You foreigners have made the title of Bapdada very clear. And on seeing this, Bapdada is very happy to see this, because while only Bharat was being served, Baba could not have the title of being the world server. Vishwa Sevadhari. But because of the service done abroad, the father's title of being the world server was proved. And one speciality that Bapdada liked of the majority of foreigners was that earlier they used to think it was difficult for them to change their culture. But upon seeing the result now, all are accustomed to Brahmin culture. You have shown good power of transformation. For this, Bapdada is giving congratulations to all the children of all the places of double foreigners. This is the Avyaktamurli of 2013, 28th February. Two, three things here. Baba is talking about internal transformation. Baba is talking about Brahmin culture. Culture is a broad term, an umbrella term, which encompasses the social behavior, the norms, which are found in societies. It's a broad term. It means knowledge, beliefs, arts, laws, customs, capabilities and habits of the individuals. It encompasses so many things. So this is a new term, Brahmin culture. The belief systems which are there in this culture, the rituals, the art, the literature, the books, the music, the songs, the daily routine, the food, dress, costumes, songs, everything, everything, ceremonials, festivals, this everything is called Sanskriti. Brahmin culture. So Baba is saying, you have adopted this culture so easily. That shows your good power of transformation. They were born in different cultures, with different belief system in different religions. They were brought up as per those cultural norms. And then suddenly one day, they found Baba and they came in this culture. And very easily they get adapted in this culture. It's not about outside transformation. It's the inner transformation. Unless and until the transformation comes from within, simply changing the outside doesn't help. Yes, outside conditions might help, but sometimes they can become hindrance as well. So any change should come from within. Any change should start from the center. Then it should come up to the surface, to the boundary, to the circumference. The culture is here at the circumference. If the change is not brought here, and there is a forced attempt to adopt the culture, it would rather result into perversion. You need to work on the internal nature. The external will come on its own. For example, songs. There's a person who likes worldly songs, material songs. And suddenly you tell him, these are spiritual songs, love them. How can he? There's a person who wears worldly, flamboyant clothes. Suddenly you tell him, wear this spiritual dress, which is simple white. He will get frustrated. There's a person who loves the outside jazz music. And you tell him to love the slow, spiritual, religious music. Probably he will not. There's a person who is given to eating in restaurants. And you tell him, now every day you have to eat this simple food which has been offered at Bhog to God. He may not like it. There's a person who is given to talking the whole day. And he comes in the spiritual atmosphere and he's told to keep silence. He will keep silence. But again, that is outside. The change should come from within. Inner transformation. Once that happens, then whatever there is on the surface, books, literature, music, song, food, dress, rituals, festivals, customs, ceremonials, daily routine, everything will come on its own. So aim for internal transformation. Yesterday's Murli Baba talked about vrittis. Work at the level of vrittis, at the level of subtle levels of mind. Once the vrittis change, vritti is seed. The methodology, the vidhi, is the tree, and the siddhi, the fruit. But what is vritti seed? As is the vritti, so will be the drishti, and the srishti, the world will be according to that. So, in both the trees, vritti is the seed. Work on the vritti, work at the internal level. And this is what has happened. All the foreigners, the change came at an internal level. And that's why it became so easy for them to come to India to adopt Indian culture, to adopt this Brahmin culture. We see so many foreigners wearing Indian clothes and they love it. Love those clothes. If suppose there is some foreigner who is not BK and you ask that BK to wear sari or this kurta, they will not love it. So once the internal is changed, the external changes on its own. The external changes on its own. And if the external is changed but the internal remains unchanged, the result could be disturbance. So the change should come from within. For example, there is a story in Panchatantra. In Indian philosophies, scriptures, there is Panchatantra, where there are stories, moral stories, fable stories, and children love those stories of Panchatantras. So there is a mouse in that story. Now this mouse is always afraid of dog, a cat. Okay? The mouse is fearful and the mouse is afraid of cat, always trembling with fear, always thinking that cat might come from some side. So a magician took pity on this mouse and he converted this mouse into a cat. But now this cat with the heart of mouse inside is afraid of dog. Now the cat is always thinking of dog, that the dog might come from some side. And the cat is always anxious, fearful, trembling. So the magician again took pity on this dog, on this cat, and converted cat into dog. Now it's dog with the inside heart of mouse. But now the dog is afraid of tiger. The tiger is The dog is afraid of tiger, all the time thinking of tiger. The dog is thinking tiger might come from this side or that side. So again the magician took pity on this dog and converted dog into tiger. But now the tiger is afraid of the hunter. The tiger is always thinking of hunter might come and I would be victimized. So the magician came again and magician said to the tiger, better you become mouse again. It's better that you become mouse again because I can only change the outside. I cannot change your heart. The heart remains the heart of the mouse. So this is a very, very beautiful story which is given in Panchatantra, that no matter what changes you make on the surface, unless and until the internal is changed, external change may not work. Somebody becomes BK and suppose there is no internal change and he immediately starts adopting external behavior, wearing white clothes, putting on a badge, sporting a shawl around the shoulder and then waking up at Amrit Vela and starting attending Murli class and also started taking part in services. But internal there is no change. So to some extent this is okay and it will continue, but not for a long time. The internal restlessness will pull that soul back to the original nature. Brahmacharya cannot be enforced. It's the fulfillment of internal purity. It's the blossoming of the flower. It's the awakening of the inner consciousness. Brahmacharya should never be an attempt or effort. Rather, it's a result. In yesterday's Avyakta Murli, Baba was talking about holy and its three meanings. The first meaning relates to Brahmacharya, the second to forgetting the past, and the third to getting colored in the love of God. So once that brahmacharya, that purity happens at the level of vritti, the three branches come on its own. When the purity is at the center, brahmacharya dances on the surface without any effort. When purity at the center, forgetting the past becomes a game, a sport, a plaything. You don't have to make effort with forgetting the past. The past is renounced on its own. The past is dead for a pure soul. And the third, purity attracts the purity. God is the ocean of purity, and when you are situated in that pure consciousness, your attraction straight away goes to that ocean of purity. Purity pulls purity. Purity attracts purity. And naturally, you develop a detest, a detachment, disinterest in everything that which is impure. So Baba is talking about internal transformation. So always the aim should be of internal transformation. Yes, external things might help. Clothes might help you, food might help you, but don't get obsessed with anything. There are people who get obsessed with food. I will eat this, I will not eat this. This is also an obsession of one sort. Yes, to some extent, this is helpful. But let not anything allow itself to possess you. Don't get besotted, obsessed with anything. These things might help, but remember, these are external things. Food, clothes, ceremonials, external maryadas, rules, regulations. They will definitely help. But aim for the internal transformation. If this is the aim, automatically these things will take place. Automatically that daily routine will come. When you have an aim for very powerful Amrit Vela, definitely you will avoid late night dinners. When you have an aim for powerful Amrit Vela, how can you have a very heavy meal at night? Impossible. Now somebody sees that this person doesn't eat at night. Let me also start doing that. It might not help him. Rather, he will get up in the middle of the night, get hungry and start eating at night. So that was suppression. It should come with internal understanding. And then, even 4 hours sleep is enough for you. But somebody sees, oh, he gets up at 2 o'clock. Let me also get up at 2 o'clock. You get up at 2 o'clock and start dozing off. What is the use? Because the change was copied from the surface. If there is a copy from the surface, it will not last forever. Yes, but when there is an internal understanding, a deep internal understanding, and you program your mind in such a manner, then you don't require even alarm. Alarm sounds later on. I wake up first. When I program my mind in such a manner, when I program my food in such a manner, that even if I get 3 to 4 hours sleep at night, that is more than enough for me. And the body is tireless. You achieve a next level of mastery over yourself. It's not about how many hours. Even 6 hours are less for some people. They need 8. Even 8 are less for some people. They need 10 or 12. It's all about internal programming. It's all about what food you eat. The more food you eat, the more you need sleep. Lessen thy food, you lessen your sleep. What food you are eating? It comes to food, but again, it's not just about food. There are people who is not eating and yet they require more sleep. It's all about balance of internal and external things. It's the internal programming. It's the internal understanding. For example, you are sleeping late, 11 p.m. And now there is a thought that it is too late, I am very tired and I must get good sleep. And you sleep. Yes, you wake up at 8 o'clock. Because the mind was programmed in that manner. Body did need sleep, but mind was programmed in that manner. Now change the programming. It's 11 o'clock. I know it's too late. But I don't want to miss Amrit Vela. It's the victory of the thought over the sleep. It's a victory of the spirit over the matter. After all, spirit is very powerful. So, it's 11 o'clock and I make a resolution, an internal programming that I have to get up at 2, just after 3 hours. And within 3 hours, my sleep will get completed and I will be absolutely refreshed when I wake up. And I find that I wake up. It's 2 o'clock. And I am fresh. Not a trace of tiredness. Even though I had slept late. But I am no more sleepy at all. Then you can cover that sleep throughout the day somewhere. Don't worry about sleep. Sleep will trace its own path. You need not to worry. Sleep will find out its own path. Throughout the day somewhere, you will catch that nap. So it's all about resolution. It's all about the mental programming. It's all about the mental setting. How you are setting this. Because mind is powerful than matter. Mind is powerful than body. Just imagine, for example, whole day you have worked very hard. Not a wink of sleep. Okay? And at 12 midnight, you enter your house to get a sleep, and you are so sleepy, slow sleepy, that you will just lie down and go to sleep. And suddenly there is a fire. Suddenly there is fire. Now will you go to sleep? No. You will spend the whole night absolutely alert, awake, rather helping others. So now what has happened? Where has gone the sleep? So there's something else. You know, what we have understood about body is very less. Body is not about anatomy, physiology and biochemistry. If you want to understand this human body, you need to understand physics. If you understand human body, you need to understand something else, psychology. Then you understand this body. It's more, not just chemistry. It's not about chemicals. If you want to understand this body and its working, the body is very, very complex. Why somebody is feeling tired and somebody is not? Why everybody is getting exposed and somebody is testing positive and somebody is testing negative? Well, there is an equal exposure. This body is a complex phenomenon. Because why two persons are eating the same diet? Somebody is feeling healthy, somebody is not getting healthy. Because it is not about the nutritive value of the food. It's about emotions. Nutrition is connected to emotions. Nutrition is connected to emotions. I can derive nutrition just from light and air and sun rays. What nutrition you are getting from all the food? It's all about internal programming. So there are many things which we haven't understood about human body. What we have understood, we have known anatomy. We have not known, understood it. We have known biochemistry, physiology, pathophysiology, and drugs we have. They make about some internal chemical transformation within you. But body is not just anatomy, physiology, biochemistry. Body is to understand body, you need to understand physics. You need to understand psychology. You need to understand metaphysics. You need to understand parapsychology. Parapsychology. So these are very deep aspects of things. These are the things which cannot be explained in Hindi. So there are two types of classes. There are classes where you can explain things in Hindi, and there are classes which you can explain things only in English. If suppose these classes get translated, the audience will get bewildered. So never do that, especially these classes. Keep Hindi classes Hindi and English classes Hindi English. But I think someday people might do that attempt and the audience would be shocked. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. The gathering of those from abroad is looking very good. You foreigners have made the title of Bap Dada very clear. And one seeing this, Bap Dada is very happy to see this, because while only Bharat was being served, Baba could not have the title of being the world server. But because of this service done abroad, the father's title of being the world server was proved. And one speciality that Bap Dada liked the majority of foreigners was that earlier they used to think it was difficult for them to change their culture. But upon seeing the result now, all are accustomed to Brahmin culture. You have shown good power of your transformation. For this, Bap Dada is giving congratulations to all the children of all the places of double foreigners. Avyakta Murli, 20th February 2013. Om Shanti.